This is VOA News. The Evolvote. I'm Marissa Melton. Amid growing concerns about what U.S. President Donald Trump might do during his last days in office, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealed on Friday that she has asked a top Pentagon general what measures are in place to prevent the president from launching a nuclear weapons attack. The possibility, while seemingly remote, may be a consideration in a drive by Pelosi and some other national leaders to remove Trump from office even before his term in office ends on January 20th. Asked to confirm that the conversation about nuclear weapons took place, a spokesman for Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, told VOA, quote, he answered her questions regarding the process of nuclear code authority. Later Friday, NBC reported that Pelosi had told her fellow Democrats that she had been assured there are safeguards in place that would prevent Mr. Trump from unilaterally attempting to order a nuclear strike. The president has sole authority to order the launch of a nuclear weapon and does not require the approval of Congress or his military advisors. But if a military commander were to determine, on advice of his lawyers, that such an order was illegal, then the order could be refused. Past and present Pentagon leaders have also said they would not obey an illegal order from the president. Spain is on high alert as a cold snap is covering much of the country with snow, disrupting road, sea, and air traffic. Authorities warn that worse might be in store over the weekend. Parts of central Spain, including the capital, are expected to receive more than 24 hours of continuous snowfall as Storm Filomena moves north from the Straits of Gibraltar. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says wealthy nations have bought most of the current supply of available COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the world's poorest nations unable to obtain them. At a briefing Friday in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO-organized International Vaccine Cooperative, COVAX, has now secured contracts for 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, which it is prepared to roll out in low- and middle-income countries as soon as they're delivered. Tedros said the vaccine cooperative has the first right of refusal on additional billion doses, but 42 countries are operating COVID-19 vaccines programs. That leaves no additional available vaccine for the poorer nations. Adding to the problem, Tedros said both high- and middle-income countries that are part of the COVAX program are making additional bilateral deals for vaccine. He said such arrangements could bump up the price for everyone, preventing high-risk people in the poorest countries from getting the vaccine. The WHO chief said the hoarding of vaccine by the richest nations, which he calls vaccine nationalism, is self-defeating and hurts the entire world. On the other hand, Tedros said equitably sharing vaccines saves lives, stabilizes health systems, and would help the global economy recover more quickly. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan has sentenced to death 3 men for disseminating anti-Islam content and videos over social media. The tribunal in Islamabad found the suspects guilty of, quote, inciting hatred and contempt on religious, sectarian, or ethnic basis to stir up violence. That's according to a copy of Friday's ruling. A fourth defendant accused in the same case, a college professor in the Pakistani capital, was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment on charges he used derogatory remarks against the Prophet Muhammad in one of his lectures that was later uploaded online. All of the convicted defendants have the right to appeal their sentences. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened to expand his nuclear arsenal and has warned his approach toward Washington won't change with the inauguration of a new U.S. president. Comments provide a hint at the direction of U.S.-North Korea relations just days ahead of the inauguration of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who has indicated he will take a more adversarial approach toward Pyongyang. You can keep up on this story and indeed all the stories we're following at our website. It's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.